Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The message I bring you today is based on the psalm that we just sang or read earlier, and the song that we heard is based also on that psalm. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the chance to be still and to listen to your word. Bless us through it and put your joy and hope in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, today is the second last Sunday of the church year, and this is the time to look back over the past and to look forward, to the end of all things when Christ will come as King and Judge. Now, Psalm 98, the psalm we just read before, is the perfect song for this time of the year. It begins, "O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things." And it continues in the same enthusiastic way, like this. "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King." Now, Psalm 98 is a perfect song for this time of the year, because it urges us to sing a song to the Lord for the marvelous things he has done. The psalmist doesn't say, "Sing because you feel happy." He doesn't say, "Sing because life is really great." He gives two reasons. And the first reason is, sing because of what God has done. Start with God and what God has done for you. Now, the psalmist thinks about the marvelous things God has done for Israel, and he has two things particularly in mind. Two great saving acts God did for Israel. And the first one was the Exodus. When the people were slaves, people of Israel were slaves in Egypt, and God sent Moses to set them free. Set them free and begin their march to the Canaan, the promised land. And the second great saving act of God was the return from exile. The Babylonians had come and captured all the significant people from Israel and carried them away to Babylon. And there they stayed for 70 years. But after 70 years, God enabled the people of Israel to return to their homeland and rebuild the walls of Jerusalem and rebuild the temple there. So for us, what are the marvelous things that God has done? Well, the marvelous thing is Jesus Christ himself, his life, his death, his resurrection for us, and the forgiveness of sins that we receive through his dying for us, and the welcome into God's family through the gift of baptism and faith. Now, those of you who were worshipping here last Sunday would have witnessed with me the baptism of two young men in their early 20s. And I think you'd agree with me when I say that that baptism was a marvellous thing. It was marvellous for them, and it was marvellous for us. It was something to rejoice and really sing about. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not much of a songwriter. However, this might surprise you, I did write one once with some help from a friend. It was while I was in Port Moresby, pastor in Port Moresby at the end of the 70s and the early 80s there. And this song is in the book of worship that I think is still used in Papua New Guinea. Now, the song that I wrote is a communion song, and it's written in English, but it uses a traditional tune from Karkar Island. And I really loved this tune. Oh, I thought it was a beautiful tune. And one day I was humming it to myself, and the first verse of this song just sort of came to me. And the opening verse goes like this. Jesus Christ, who suffered on the cross, took our sins on himself so that we might be free. Come to his table. That's how it goes. And that is how a new song is made. God gives us a melody to sing. And the melody is about his grace and his love for us. And then we find our way of singing it. We sing it with our voices, but we also sing it with our lives. There was a song in, I think, the second of the Altogether books that came out some years ago. And the song went like this. Make my life to be, bom, 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 like a melody, ever sounding out the message of the cross. Now, don't get turned off by the pom, pom, pom bit. Listen to what it says. It says, even if you can't hold a tune, even if you can't hold a tune when you sing, when your life is in tune with God's Spirit, it's like a melody, an attractive melody that sounds out the message of the cross, a message of love and acceptance of God, by God. Now, Psalm 98 calls you and me to join in this song of praise, not just with organs and pianos and guitars and voices, but with our lives. Every act of kindness, every word of forgiveness, every word of encouragement is part of the new song. Part of the new song that sounds out the marvelous message of the cross. The message that you are precious to God. So precious, he gave his son to die for you. And then the psalm goes on, beyond us, to call all creation to join in. Let the sea roar and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands and the mountains sing together for joy. It is as if all creation is a great choir or a great symphony. The waves crash like cymbals and the mountains hum the bass line and the rivers keep the rhythm in this great song. Now, creation praises God for what he has done. The creation song praises God first for what he has done and then goes on to praise God for what he will yet do. It says this, let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. The song of creation is also a prelude to the return of Christ the King. It praises God in anticipation for that great day when Christ will come and everything will be made new, when everything will be in harmony, when the wolf will lie down with the lamb, when wars will cease, when tears will be wiped away and never return, and everything will be just as God wants it to be. And that is why we sing, even while the world is broken, even while the world still hurts. We sing because we know that the judge who is coming is the Saviour who has come. We sing because we believe that when he returns, he will complete his saving work and all creation will sing together in harmony. And that song will be like the glorious hallelujah chorus that we hear in Handel's Messiah, except it will be the hallelujah chorus on steroids. So, my friends, what about your song? Maybe you don't feel much like singing. Maybe you've had a tough year, a year full of discords, of illness, of worry, of grief. Maybe right now you feel more like weeping than singing. then know this. God doesn't require that you sing in perfect pitch. God can even turn your laments into songs of hope. Your song may not sound polished, may not sound professional, but if it is shaped by grace, it's beautiful in God's ears. Psalm 98 gives us a promise. Christ has come, and Christ will come again. And between these two comings, we Christians sing. We sing not just in church, but in every part of our lives. We sing not just with our voices, but we sing with what we do. We sing a song of praise for the grace we have received and the hope we have been given. So this week, my friends, sing to the Lord. Praise Him for the marvelous things He has done and the marvelous things He will yet do. Make your life to be like a melody, ever sounding out the message of the cross. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious God, put the melody of the message of the cross into our hearts so that our lives will reflect your love to those around us. Give us your Spirit so that we can do this in this coming week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.